Downtown St. Louis.
The news continues at 6:52. It's Rwanda Week in St. Louis. For the next 6 days, the CEO of the Rwanda Development Board, a minister who reports directly to the president there, is visiting.
For those who don't know, and I would put myself included in this this category, I've come to appreciate and learn a little bit more about Rwanda and certainly look forward to learning more over the next couple of days. But it's one of the fastest growing economies in Africa.
That's local World Trade Center Director Tim Nowak. He says a main Rwandan export is coffee, and one customer is the local chain Caldi's. The hope is to grow more business relationships like that over the course of the trip. You can hear more, including how sports will play a role, tonight at Total Information PM, 5 o'clock.
A trade mission from Rwanda in the St. Louis area for the next week. It's the latest in an effort to build international business connections. KMOX's Michael Calhoun asked World Trade Center St. Louis's executive director, Tim Nowak.
What are some of those commonalities between St. Louis and the bi-state area and Rwanda? I think people may think of coffee and tea first when it comes to exports. But what are some of the parallels you see?
Boy, you nailed it. Certainly Caldi's and coffee. Me being a longtime committed customer to Caldi's.
But Nowak also thinks St. Louis ag tech startups have the chance to find new customers in Rwanda. Michael Calhoun will go in depth on this tonight on TIPM.
From the KMOX Business Desk, it's not just coffee and agriculture trade talk for the Rwandan Economic Development Minister during his visit to St. Louis. We're told he's expected to be in the stands as City SC takes on DC United tomorrow, plus tonight.
The African diaspora here in St. Louis, the community connectors, that's the African Chamber of Commerce, and organizations like Nintendo for Africa, they're going to host a reception for the minister.
World Trade Center St. Louis Executive Director Tim Nowak says the goal is to use local culture to open up continuing dialogue between bi-state and Rwanda. The minister, Francis Gotera, became interested in St. Louis after running into St. Louis and Arnold Donald, a former top executive at Monsanto and Carnival Cruise Lines.
From the KMOX Business Desk, more on the visit of Rwanda's Economic Development Minister to St. Louis. Yesterday, we told you Francis Gotera is visiting with coffee purchasers and agriculture innovators here. Well, tomorrow, he's also expected to attend the St. Louis City match against D.C.
Of course, we're going to bridge some of those cultural connections as well, because what we really want to do is, you know, we want this to not be a one-time episodic visit. You know, we really want to begin this discussion of a St. Louis, Kigali, long-term relationship.
That's World Trade Center St. Louis Executive Director Tim Nowak. He tells us there's also a reception tonight with local African organizations to welcome the minister to the region.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.